Tourism is booming in Wyoming. Recreationists spent $5.6 billion in the state last year, and parks and historic sites are seeing more visitors each season. But more people means more trash. While the National Park System has embarked on an ambitious project to keep waste out of the landfills, many state parks are still struggling to recycle. Wyoming Public Radio's Alana Elder reports.
We just try to keep it nice the best we can around here because it's amazing how people can trash out a place.
83-year-old Ralph Deckett has been volunteering at Kurt Gowdy State Park since the beginning of July. Now retired from the FBI, Deckett spends much of his time looking after museums and recreation sites like this one. And he's not alone. Driving around the park, Assistant Superintendent Daryl Richardson says Kurt Gowdy depends on volunteers like Deckett.
Our volunteer program is one of the biggest things we have going for us here.
During the summer, Richardson says, Kurt Gowdy's campsites are full. The trails are well trafficked, and for many people, disposables are part of the outdoor experience.
Oh, it's primarily paper. You know, people come camping and they're going to have paper and cardboard stuff. And then there's a lot of cans, you know, because they're canned foods and I'm sure plastic bottles because everybody's all into drinking bottled water anymore.
Kurt Gowdy employs only 2 full-time staff and 2 part-time staff. About 20 volunteers and a few seasonal workers do the rest of the work picking up trash. To pay for that help, state parks use entrance fees and the general fund. Richardson says they do the best they can to recycle.
We do a little bit of it. We just don't do a lot of it because it's just, we don't have the receptacles for one thing, and then our park is so big and our trail system is so big.
Richardson counts about 20 dumpsters spread across the park. Each week, he says, a private company empties these and dumps the waste in Cheyenne's landfill. Richardson says, sure, if there was a way to have recycling hauled away, he'd put bins around the park. But Kirk Gowdy is 30 miles from Cheyenne, and it's hard to take advantage of the city's services. You'd think recycling would be easy for a park in the middle of town.
Right now, we are not recycling at all.
Kevin Skates is superintendent of Wyoming's busiest state park in the middle of Thermopolis. Since the town has no recycling program, neither does the park. Meanwhile, Grand Teton National Park is trying to deliver their waste to the nearest town themselves, and they're trying to send less of it to the landfill. Sustainability coordinator Margaret Wilson says for a long time, Grand Teton was just like most state parks. They didn't have money or staff to devote to recycling. Then they joined the Zero Landfill Initiative, a pilot project to try and divert most of the waste generated inside national parks. Wilson says part of that is educating tourists.
I think that's where trying to reach people before they come and visit and let them try to pack accordingly. Say, bring refillable water bottles or maybe bring utensils.
With support from Subaru and the National Park Foundation, Grand Teton could afford to hire a new recycling crew and place bins all over the park. Last year, they diverted a third of their waste through recycling, and Wilson says they made some discoveries about the makeup of their trash.
I think the most surprising, at least for me, was that 50% of our waste is compostable.
So the park, along with a few businesses in Jackson, started hauling food waste to an industrial composter in West Yellowstone, more than 75 miles away. Wilson says that'll change. Teton County plans to open up their own compost facility in 2020. Right now, the park's trash and recyclables go with Jackson's waste to Idaho. Wilson says in the last year, she's learned a lot about the park's waste system, and Grand Teton needed someone with the time to do that.
Each park has to have a champion or someone who's overseeing the whole project.
According to State Parks and Historic Sites Administrator Dominic Bravo, dedicating one staff member to the trash problem won't work for state parks.
I mean, many of my state parks and historic sites may only have one employee, so they pretty much wear all of the hats for that one specific job.
But there could be a solution for Kurt Gowdy after all. A company called Wyco is about to take over recycling in Cheyenne with plans to pick up trailers from all over Laramie County. I called them up and asked if they'd go as far as Kurt Gowdy, and they said they could. When I told Richardson about Wyco, He asked me for their phone number, with hopes that eventually Kurt Gowdy could recycle more of their trash as their visitor numbers rise. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Alana Elder.